This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and Republican lawmakers are still struggling to find a solution to the debt crisis. Work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point in those negotiations, even as President Joe Biden says the deal is very close. VOA's Tommy McNeil has an update.
President Joe Biden's optimism came as the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default was pushed back to June 5th. That seemed likely to drag negotiations between the White House and Republicans over raising the debt ceiling into another frustrating week. Both sides have suggested one of the main holdups is the GOP effort to boost work requirements, which Democrats have strenuously opposed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Commerce Department said Saturday that trade ministers of 14 countries in the U.S.-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks have substantially completed a deal to make supply chains more resilient and secure. The development marks the first tangible results of a year of negotiations. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a press conference in Detroit that the first-of-its-kind agreement calls for countries to form a council to coordinate supply chain activities and a crisis response network to give early warnings to IPEF countries of potential supply disruptions. The deal provides an emergency communications channel for countries participating in the exchange to seek support during supply chain disruptions, coordinate more closely during a crisis, and recover more quickly. Sudan's army called on Friday for reservists and retired soldiers to re-enlist amid a deadly conflict with a rival paramilitary group and asked the United Nations to change its envoy to the country. Sporadic fighting between the military forces and the paramilitary has continued all week. VOA News. Two suspected Chinese agents have been charged in the United States with bribery to disrupt an anti-communist group. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Federal authorities have arrested two suspected Chinese government agents in connection with an alleged plot by Beijing to disrupt and ultimately topple the exiled anti-communist Falun Gong spiritual movement. John Chen and Lin Fong were charged in an indictment unsealed Friday with scheming to revoke a New York-based Falun Gong organization's tax-exempt status and paying bribes to an undercover officer posing as a U.S. tax agent. Prosecutors say evidence includes wiretapped conversations. The Justice Department has made a series of prosecutions in recent years to disrupt China's efforts in the U.S. to identify, locate, and silence critics and pro-democracy activists. I'm Norman Hall.
Iraq launched a $17 billion project on Saturday to link a major commodities port on its southern coast by rail and roads to the border with Turkey, in a move designed to transform the country's economy after decades of war and crisis. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Baghdad hopes the development road project will transform Iraq's economy and aging transport network after decades of war and crisis, shortening travel time between Asia and Europe in a bid to rival the Suez Canal. The project to link the Grand Fao port, which is still under construction, was announced on Saturday at a conference to court Arab investment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Assoudani said the development road project aimed to achieve a sustainable non-oil economy. Iraq's government envisions high-speed trains moving goods and passengers, links to local industry hubs, and an energy component that could include oil and gas pipelines.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Police in Berlin say they have opened an investigation of Roger Waters on suspicion of incitement over a costume the Pink Floyd co-founder wore when he performed in the German capital last week. Images on social media showed Waters firing an imitation machine gun while dressed in a long black coat with a red armband. Police confirmed Friday that an investigation was opened over suspicions that the context of the costume could constitute a glorification, justification, or approval of Nazi rule and therefore a disturbance of the public peace. Waters rejected the accusations, calling them disingenuous and politically motivated. And at least 11 people died in Pakistan after an avalanche hit members of a nomadic tribe as they crossed a mountainous area in the northern part of the country. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.